The Evan Bray Show coming up at 8:36 this morning. Evan, you're off to Agribition tomorrow, right?
That's right. Tomorrow, it sounds like the show's been packed. In fact, yesterday they were using like the parking across the street to try and park vehicles. There were so many people there. So great sign for Agribition, and I look forward. Yeah, I'm down there at the Saskatchewan Cattle Association booth.
I'm looking forward to stopping by the cow fluffing part.
I know. I was listening to that story. As a farm kid, I'm always smiling at some of these stories, but you know, I'm telling you, I've got friends of mine actually from back home who enter cattle in Agribition every year, and it's a thing. It's a full thing when you're talking about grooming the cattle, getting them ready to show and stuff. There's some of those cattle are cared for better than our pets, I think.
Yeah. I remember, and I don't know if it was in Saskatchewan, but a few years ago, I remember a dairy farm somewhere in the west, western Canada, that it was a small dairy farm, and so he only had a small herd. But in the milking area, they actually had waterbeds for the cows.
Okay, well, you know, whatever works.
Right, whatever works. Whatever gets it going. Yeah. So I'm going to be down there tomorrow and Friday at 10:30 at the kitchen. There's that, I think it's in the co-op building.
What are you cooking? Have you got your recipes picked?
Yes, I do. I am going to be doing a mushroom-stuffed, bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin.
Uh-huh.
That's the first one. And then the next one is going to be a smoked ham corn chowder.
Ooh. Well, I've already told you, I was hoping to be on the front of the bench there watching and ready for the samples when that part comes around.
Yes, the samples have been all ready to get down there. Just have to be heated up, and you can eat away when you're down
there.
So I'll be down there tomorrow. On your show today, you're talking about left-handed people. Why is this?
Well, it actually is because of my grandson. My 4-year-old grandson is definitely left-handed. You know, we noticed as he was growing up in the first couple of years, he was using his left hand much more. On my daughter-in-law's side of the family, there's lots of left-handed people, some on my side as well. And we got into this big discussion, and the left-handers were saying, you don't realize the world is really made for right-handed people. And I said, well, you know, I know you can buy special, you know, scissors that are, no, it's bigger than that. And they started listing the things that are basically made for right-handed people, not left-handed. It is actually quite amazing when you think about it.
If you're left-handed, you usually get the head of the table, right? And Sheena brought
this up.
If you're sitting beside a right-hander at the table,
and you're bumping elbows.
You're bumping elbows all the time, so you get the best seat.
You're knocking the peas off the fork, yeah. My friend Gary, who's left-handed, was talking about measuring tapes. So if you pull out the measuring tape and you've got if I hold it, of course, in my right hand, the numbers are all right side up. But for left-handed people, if you're pulling it you're reading it upside down. Most of the measuring, you could actually buy a left-handed measuring tape, apparently.
Well, you could actually get, I have the measuring tapes like that too, that I have one that has the metric and the imperial on, but the one I use the most is because I mostly use inches and feet and that type of thing, is just that, and it's in the middle, so you can actually use it both ways.
Yep.
But my wife is left-handed, and there's been many times where I'd be working on something, or I'd be on the motor of my truck or whatever, and I'd have to reach up and grab something, and I'm going, man, I wish I was left-handed because I can't seem to get my hand up there.
12, and that gets into the ambidextrous conversation as well, which a lot of people, but 12% of the population is thought to be left-handed. So it'll be, it's a conversation we're having closer to lunchtime today on the program.
And also, you've got two big guests coming up.
Yeah, we've got, yesterday the province introduced kind of more supplementary firearm legislation to try and help protect lawful firearm owners in the province with what's going on federally with the buyback program, which has been a debacle. I think I can say that from the start. So we've got the firearms commissioner for the province, Bob Freeburg, on the show right off the start. He'll talk a little bit about what legislative changes they've just introduced as of yesterday. Also, we've got the finance minister, Jim Ryder, joining us because we know, remember, Jack, they started the year saying we're projecting a very slim $12 million surplus. Mm-hmm. Well, that's now dug down into over $400 million deficit, and we'll talk about what's causing that. Should they have maybe should they have cut back a little bit on the spending? There's a couple of things that I think maybe were included at the start that shouldn't have been. So it'll be a good conversation with the finance minister today at 9:30.
All right. It's all coming up at 8:36 this morning with the Evan Bray Show. Evan, I guess we will see you at Agribition tomorrow.
Look forward to it, Shaq. Thanks so much.